Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
105.3thefan.com is the place to be whenever it comes to sports content. And we'll be covering all the golf stuff throughout the weekend, too. So make sure you're sticking around for golf stuff, Kevin.
Gross.
No, yeah, no. Golf stuff's great. David Duval had... He had a disastrous start, Kevin, and it didn't get any better for this guy. And I think they have a section, the PGA Tour has a section called Conduct Unbecoming of a Professional.
Oh, no.
Do you think that they're going to rule that with David Duval just in this situation?
I just knew that he did really bad, and like, but I didn't know the ins and outs of. I just saw that he shot a 91.
He also hit the wrong ball.
Oh no!
Wow, he thinks he's me.
So yeah, he posted posted a 13 during his disastrous front nine, and that's Colby. A 13 is not good.
No.
But he also hit the wrong ball. I guess, nope, I'm sorry, guys. The score was changed. It was a 14. Oh. So, but then he also hit the wrong ball during his round. So, I mean, that's just atrocious. And he tried to defend it. He tried to defend the fact that he hit the wrong ball, but I just don't think that there's any defense of that when it comes down to it. So the question is, 877-881-1053, text in, the worst thing you've ever seen, the worst moment you've ever seen from an athlete when they just, everything went wrong for them. Kevin, for me, there are two sad moments in sports. One, Nelson Cruz missing that ball in right field.
Sweet.
How did I not see that coming?
God.
Two.
He's the one that thought of this segment, yeah?
No, this is Kevin's segment. Two,
I should have known.
Dirk missing those free throws, and then Miami winning the series, right? God. Like, Dirk missed the free throws. They lost that game. It all was from that moment.
That is not exactly what I meant.
Okay, sorry.
I meant saddest from the, like, this is pathetic standpoint. And I think deep down you knew that, and you're just doing this to troll us. Because from that perspective, what immediately jumps to mind is the last few Mike Tyson fights. After the Lennox Lewis fight, I think he beat somebody, but then he got knocked out essentially in back-to-back fights, and it was just sad to see somebody who, like, just a few years earlier was literally unstoppable, and to get dropped back-to-back by a couple of tin cans, that just made me really sad because he had been so great. And, like, David Duval, I'm not the biggest golf fan, but the person who, I mean, they used to be pretty great. And just to see them out there not even understanding the basic rules of golf and being terrible at it, that's pretty sad.
That's a pretty big fall. I think the one that comes to mind for me is when the whole Dallas Cowboys offensive line back when they were playing the Minnesota Vikings in a playoff game decided to turn into a bunch of matadors. And just let all the bulls through. That right there, I don't know what was going on, but they just decided, nope, not blocking today, especially that guy number 69.
And nice. And what was even worse, too, is like Romo was getting destroyed.
Yes!
You know, he was just getting leveled on play after play after play. It was sad. That was painful to watch because they were so good. They were a good team. That wasn't supposed to happen that way.
From the 214, 940, and 469, what about J.R. Smith? Man, game one of the NBA Finals. He doesn't know that they're not actually winning and just dribbles out the clock, sends it to overtime. I kind of wonder, like, you know, with Chris Webber that jumps to mind is they had a legitimate chance to win that game. I didn't think it was as egregious with the Warriors because they weren't going to win that game. But, yeah, so I kind of think maybe Chris Webber fits that bill. Somebody else threw out another combat thing from the 817. Chuck Liddell's last fight against Tito Ortiz. You know, I never actually saw that fight because they were both so old and it screamed sad to begin with, and so I didn't want to watch it, but I heard it was a catastrophe.
There's another that brings up to mind of just you're supposed to be really good at what you do, and then you roll out there and you Mike Vanderjack a kick so far into the crowd that it's nowhere near where the field goal posts are. You didn't even get anywhere close. That wouldn't even have been a rouge in the CFL.
Ooh, from the 817, Scott Norwood with the Bills. I mean, he didn't miss by that much, but he would have made the kick. They would have won the Super Bowl. And I do kind of wonder sometimes, like, they win that Super Bowl, what happens after that instead of their death spiral?
So David Duvall had, I think, two snowmen on the board in the first round.
Eight?
Yeah, those are eights right there.
Yikes.
And hit the wrong ball. And he just looks, I mean, it's sad. Nate 77-881-1053. When the player doesn't look like he can do it anymore. All right, I'm going to transition, Kevin, from those moments that were very similar to Nelson Cruz's moment. And he just looks like he can't do it anymore. I guess is from the 469, is this one that kind of rolls in there? Because Rondo looked like, I mean, he faked an injury.
Yeah.
That was a sad time because you're like, that dude's done now, right? No team's going to want that guy, especially the Mavericks. Move on from this guy. And you were just, you hated it. And it was very sad. You know, Neftali Feliz's moment. As much as we talk about Nelson Cruz, that was it for Feliz.
I mean, he refused to go back out there when they said, we need you for another inning.
He fell apart as a pitcher after that. You know, like he was never the same pitcher beyond that moment. And so that we didn't know it was happening, but that moment in his career was the moment that he just was done. So that's that. We didn't notice it. Was Peyton Manning was sad. He couldn't throw the same way.
He won the Super Bowl.
I know.
He couldn't throw.
And everybody talked about this team is riding this defense. The fact that you had a quarterback that knew what he could and couldn't do, was super smart, and basically on the last leg, it was heroic in the Super Bowl. But there were sad-looking moments in the back half of that season for him.
Whoa. From the 817, as much as it hurts to say this, Dirk's last season was hard to watch at times.
It was. It really was.
When you were, the whole opposing fan group was rooting for him to just hit one shot and he couldn't do it.
I know. That was sad.
Okay. Romo against the Panthers.
I was going to say not against the Panthers. The saddest thing was watching him walk up the steps.
Oh, yeah.
At training camp. He looked like he should have slippers on and he just got the paper and wants to yell at some kids about their damned music. He looked like he was 85 years old as he was shuffling up those steps. That was crushingly sad. And it wasn't until the Seattle game or the preseason game that he got knocked out for good, but you could tell.
I think it was the, you know, because it was early in the season against the Eagles, right, that he hurt his shoulder, his back, and then he tried to come back. It was the shoulder because it was the spiral injury to the collarbone, and he tries to come back. And he was playing against the Panthers, and he shouldn't have been out on the field. And the Cowboys knew he shouldn't have been out on the field, but they were doing everything they could to save that season. And within, like, three plays, he broke it even worse, and it was even worse. And so from then on, we had some sad moments with Romo because his career was never the same.
Sure.
That was the, you know, he had the 14 season, and we thought, bam, we're going in all the Super Bowls. And he couldn't stay healthy enough, and it hurt. It hurt as a fan to watch him.
From the 210 on the Autoflex Leasing fan text at 877-881-1053, Tony Romo getting hurt against Seattle. Everybody knew it was over, and I have to debate you with that because I don't think everybody did.
I mean, he didn't.
He no.
And then we eventually got that poem from him.
It wasn't a poem. It was a story about his life. From the 469, one
it was
time.
More of like a haiku.
In a JV game, I intentionally fouled someone because I thought we were down one. We were up two with 10 seconds left. They won the game. That was their sad moment.
Oh, and
I bet they never played basketball again after that JV game. You know, that was
because
probably.
It broke them?
It broke. They were like, I don't. how did I not know the rules of basketball? You know, how did I not know what I was supposed to do? And I bet they never did it again.
It didn't break this guy, but I was worried it was going to. From the 972, Elvis Andrus against the Blue Jays. I mean, that thing just spiraled out of control as a catastrophe.
Yeah, and all positive for the Toronto Blue Jays.
Yep.
Except for they didn't win the World Series either, so I'm pretty okay with that.
And they never will, except for those two times they already did.
From the 940, saddest moment, Booby Miles hurts his knee in Friday Night Lights. Remember that?
Yes, I did not anticipate that as, ooh, from the
817. But that's a great answer.
The Allen Hurns injury.
Yeesh.
Yeah, that was sad. Just, but it was like horrifying as well.
Oh, no. If somebody talking about a horrifying, sad hit, Anderson Silva with Forrest Griffin.
Okay, so there's two different Anderson Silva.
Face kicked.
Yes. So Anderson Silva just beat down Forrest Griffin, and he was just dancing around, and he moved up in weight class. And Forrest Griffin had been like a 205 champion. Anderson Silva was moving up from 185, and he started to throw all these punches, and he just barely like moved around, but he just clowned on him the whole time and then knocked him out. But then the flip side of it is it was really sad, those fights with Chris Weidman, because he pretended to get knocked out the first time, and then Weidman knocked him out legitimately.
Uh-huh.
And then the second time, his leg broke in half when he was trying to kick Chris Weidman. Mm. That was horrifying.
Yeah, and that's sad.
From the 682, Steve Bartman. Oh, man.
That is sad.
Yeah, that guy had to move.
Yes, and he never wanted to do any interviews, and he was the biggest Cubs fan in the world. And they just crapped all over him.
These are so many texts.
They still had Game 7. Why don't more people talk about the fact that even though you just keep your comments to yourself, even though they messed things up in Game 6, they still had Game 7. This is the Cubs we're talking about, not any other thing, Corey. And so, but they still blamed him for all of that, even though the Cubs couldn't get the job done.
Yes. Yeah, Corey, don't say anything about, you know, knowing it's over.
Yeah.
That's right. You shut up.
A couple of people are saying Rougned Odor's whole season makes them sad to watch.
Yeah. No, absolutely, man. I love baseball.
I
love the Rangers, but Rougned's making it difficult for me this year.
I was listening to G-Bag today because I Tolo, and Bassick had great things pointing out about what Odor did when we thought he was on the rise. And what he's doing now.
Yeah, he did.
That was some awesome insight.
What he was doing, you know, on strike two. He was a different player.
Where his leg kick was at, how much motion he had in the box, all of that.
The leg kick he has right now it's almost like he's trying to touch his knee to his chin. And I'm going to get momentum to knock the ball out of the park, but he can't recognize a strike too.
Right.
So it's just creating a big problem for him as a hitter, man.
I hadn't thought about this one from the Autoflex Leasing fan text in quite some time. From the 631, what about Nancy Kerrigan? Was that?
That was sad.
Yeah, because she's crying out.
I don't think I understood it at the time, though.
Yeah.
Like I really didn't get it. It hit the presses and everything, but it didn't quite make all the sense to me yet. Until I was like, oh, okay, that's what's happening here. Somebody said when Undertaker lost his undefeated streak at WrestleMania.
Oh, my God. That was crushingly sad.
No, it wasn't.
He also suffered a concussion in that match against Brock Lesnar, and the match was terrible. And then he lost, and people looked shocked. And I didn't realize until that moment how sad I was going to be that he lost.
This is the one from the 214. Mavs 67-win team, first-round exit, ruined me for a long time.
That was in 07.
Yeah, and think about, because that team had lost the championship, came back the next year and was like, we're the best freaking team in the NBA. We're showing the world. And could not defeat that 8-seed team. They couldn't do it.
Did you know that they finished that season 67-15 after starting the year 0-4?
And do you remember how... Oh, wow. Are you serious?
Yes. Mm. They started 0-4 and people were like, oh, crap, is this team screwed? And then they blitzed the rest of the league.
And then you could see it on Dirk's face, how frustrated he was with the way they were defending him, the fact they couldn't stop Baron Davis from draining threes all over him. That was a sad series to watch. I sat there and drank two bottles of wine during the last game by myself. by myself.
And did you meet up with the rest of your single ladies?
I did. Yeah. No, I actually, Adrian came home and I was like, I'm sorry, I drank all the wine. And she left and went and got more.
Not cool, Corey. That's the saddest thing I've heard now.
Monica Seles, when she was attacked.
Oh, yeah. She got stabbed by a fan.
That's disturbing, right?
That's
disturbing.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.